¿Qué onda, amigos de Fantasy Football Legends? Espero estén muy bien. Soy Diego Lozano y hoy en un nuevo episodio voy a tener a una estrella de todo esto, Marcus Grant. Estoy muy emocionado porque esté aquí hoy conmigo. Ha sido siempre una inspiración para mí, así que tenerlo hoy es algo gigante para mí. Espero lo puedan disfrutar, va a ser en inglés, pero espero lo puedan disfrutar y cualquier cosa pueden escribirme en arroba los-fb. Marcus, how are you doing, man? I'm so glad, I'm so pumped to have you on with my pod. I mean, I told you earlier that you are an inspiration, so thanks so much for being here, man. I'm so cool. And also, I'm a Niner, so it's so cool to have two Niners in the pod, man.
Well, awesome. That's great. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, man, for sure. So I was going to start with some questions, but first of all, like today, we all woke up like in pain because Cam Akers was injured, so it was a tough morning for all of us. So what do you think about this injury? What takeaways could you give to the people, fantasy-wise and everything else?
Well, I think the biggest thing, obviously, is it means people are going to go and draft Daryl Henderson more. He was a guy that people were drafting sort of in the late rounds. That's going to move up quite a bit in the next few weeks. I'm very curious to see what the Rams do if they sign a free agent or if they just stay with the guys they have. And I think that's going to have an impact on Daryl Henderson's draft value. But certainly in the short term, he's the next man in line in the Rams backfield. So he's going to be the guy that gets a lot of that work. But yeah, it stinks. Cam Akers was fun to watch. He was a good young talent. So I hope the best for him. I hope he's able to recover and come back next year. But yeah, that was some really tough news to see this morning.
Yeah, man, well, we were all in a lot of pain like this morning. But yeah, where would you rank Daryl Henderson? I have him as my running back 18 right now, but I'm willing to like be lower on him if a free agent like, I don't know, Todd Gurley or someone like that gets to the Rams. Where do you have him right now?
Yeah, I've got him right around 20, so
Okay.
we're pretty similar on that, and I agree. If they get, say, Todd Gurley, or I've heard Adrian
Yeah.
Peterson's name, or Le'Veon Bell, that might have an impact. If they decide to not do anything, then maybe that number goes up a little bit. Maybe you can
Sure.
bump him up to 16, 15, something like that. But I'm very, like I said, I'm very curious to see what happens. We're all sort of waiting because nobody really knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like a lot the talent of Daryl Henderson. I think he's a pretty cool running back. Like we saw this game against the Bills, I think, where he like broke a lot of tackles. He's fast. He can be a really explosive back. So I'm really excited about that. So right now, I'm going to ask you some questions. I sent you before the episode. I hope you like him. Like right now, we're going to
Yeah, they were
improve
fun.
the
I loved your questions,
draft.
by the way. They were great.
Nice. Thanks so much, man. So first question is three players that you need in your fantasy football team, even if there's a fire.
The first one is easily Travis Kelce.
Okay.
I have in a lot of drafts, I have used my first round pick on Travis Kelce, and I don't care because it's so hard to find a good tight end. That to me, it's worth it to spend your first round pick on a guy that is going to be good each and every week. So Travis Kelce is easily for me
Nice.
one of those three guys. The next one is Antonio Gibson,
Okay.
because he was great last year, and this was a guy who was really more of a wide receiver in college, and they converted him to running back, and he was great in Washington. And so I expect that part to continue. But on top of it, the team is saying they want him to catch the football even more. So that's gonna boost his value. Right now, he's kind of a second round pick in a lot of leagues, but I think he really has the potential to be easily a top 12, top 10 running back this year. So if I can get him in the second round or something like that, I'm gonna be really excited about that. And my third one, it's a guy who's going a little bit later, and that's DeVonta Smith, the rookie down there in Philadelphia. And that for me is, a reason that he won, I thought, was the best rookie wide receiver that got drafted this past year. And he's in a situation where they're going to throw him the football a lot. The Eagles don't really have a lot of good wide receivers. I think Smith immediately steps on the field, and I think he's their best wide receiver from day one. So I expect he's going to get the football quite a bit there. And the fact that he's being drafted a lot of times in like the seventh or eighth round, maybe even later, depending on your league, I think he ends up being a really good bargain. And so, even if you already have a couple of wide receivers on your fantasy team, I think if you draft DeVonta Smith, you are not going to be disappointed.
Man, I love your plays, Marcus. They're awesome. I also have Devon Smith, so we're kind of there. I mean, it's such a bargain, as you said. The volume is there for him to have like at least 100 targets, and maybe the ceiling is, yeah, man. It's super, super cool to have Devon Smith in your team. I love Antonio Gibson also. I mean, what he can do with what he did with against the Cowboys was awesome. I mean, in that Thanksgiving day, we saw the volume. Like I think it was, there were like 70% of snaps. I mean, that's what we want in our RB1. Also, mm-hmm. second round pick, it's great. And Travis Kelce has been a tight end one in the Chiefs. Has been a tight end one in fantasy for 5 consecutive seasons. So that's like something that gives you like this safety that you can have like too often in the tight end position. So have Travis Kelce is super cool. I also want to add like two names to the equation. I would also like to add Diontae Johnson. I think he's a great value right now in his ADP. He's going like in wide receiver 20 right now, 6th, 7th round. I mean, that's so crazy because what we saw last season was awesome. In weeks where he ran more than 30 routes, he was like the leader in targets in the league. We also saw like 10 targets per game in those games where he ran more than 30 routes. So that's super cool to have a guy that you have like a lot of volume, and you know that he's going to have also that. So I think it's pretty cool to have Diontae. And the other guy is Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones, it's like something sure. Jamal Williams is out. Maybe AJ Dillon will have like the red zone workload. I'm not quite sure of that, but Aaron Jones with that, even with Jordan Love, I don't think I would be so low on him. What do you think about Aaron Jones and Diontae, man?
I like Aaron Jones. I think we're going to see him get the ball a lot. We've seen what he can do, with even, kind of the workload he has. I think they're going to use AJ Dillon, and I think they'll use him the way they've used Jamal Williams in the past. And we've seen that Aaron Jones can still be very productive. The only thing I would worry about is what happens with Aaron Rodgers, and that's out of our control. We have no idea what's going to happen there. So that's the only worry I have about Aaron Jones this year. And then with Diontae Johnson, I think he is easily the best of the Steelers wide receivers. You talked about how productive he was when he played more than 30 snaps. And that was the only real issue with him last year, that he would get hurt and he wouldn't finish games. But when he played a game from start to finish, he was usually very good. So hopefully he can stay healthy for the majority of his games. If that's the case, he's going to get the ball plenty. And he's going to be, like I said, the best of all the wide receivers they have in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's like the main point we need to address when we talk about Diontae. Can he stay healthy? And the other thing, we saw this Bills game where he dropped the ball and like Mike Tomlin said, out of here, I can't do this anymore. And he like sat him like for 2 quarters, I think. And then in the 3rd quarter, he re-entered the game and did what we know he can do. But yeah, I hope he turns around that. I think he will, because he's a great wide receiver. And let's all hope that. And other thing that I wanted to tell you is, what do you think about Ja'Marr Chase? You said to me that Devon Smith is like the wide receiver one in rookies. What do you think about Ja'Marr Chase, and where how far do you rank him against Ja'Marr Chase?
I've got Smith just a little bit ahead of Chase. Okay. And the only reason is because I'm not 100% sure how things are going to work in Cincinnati. Right. I like Ja'Marr Chase. I think he's really, really good. But they also have T. Higgins and they also have Tyler Boyd. So those guys are going to get the ball too. There's talk that they might throw the ball to Joe Mixon a little bit more. So there's just more guys to spread the ball around to in Cincinnati. Whereas I think in Philadelphia, it's going to be a lot of Devontae Smith. So that's the reason I got Smith ahead of Chase right now.
Right. Well, I love it. Next question I have for you. Do you think Chris Carson is screen value right now at his current ADP?
Absolutely. it's funny. Matthew Berry, who obviously does such great work at ESPN, he tweeted about how much he loves Chris Carson and how Chris Carson is underrated all the time. And I said, it's funny because everybody thinks Chris Carson is underrated. Like, we all seem to agree that he's underrated, but like, he still somehow keeps being underrated. Like, I don't understand how that works. And so here it is. He's available in the 3rd round in a lot of drafts. And I think what it is that he doesn't catch the ball as much as some other running backs. And, we want guys who catch the football a lot. But even without catching the ball, Chris Carson always puts up really good numbers. And, he runs for a lot of yards. He scores touchdowns. He does so many other things that I think sometimes we get too caught up in the things that he can't do, and we forget about the things that he can do. So, look, I'll take advantage of it. If Chris Carson's still hanging around in the third round, then I will definitely draft him. But it is a weird thing that every year we talk about Chris Carson and we talk about how he's underrated and we talk about nobody drafts him and he still puts up good numbers. Yeah. And yet it never changes. So I can't explain that part.
Yeah, man, I agree. I just grabbed like Chris Carson in the league like 2 hours ago in the fourth round, in the first pick of the fourth round. Man, that's great value. And as you said, like last season, he finished as the RB20, PPR RB20. And right now, his ADP per fantasy football calculator is at RB17. So we are drafting him right now, like at his floor right now. So maybe we can expect like a lot of things with Chris Carson. And also, as you said, maybe, just maybe, they'll use him more in the air. I don't think Rashad Penny will like get a lot of volume right there. We saw that in 2019, Penny was splitting like 50-50 with Carson. That's something that may concern you. But I think like right now, Penny is not like in a good place. And I think Chris Carson is going to take all the workload. And also, Pete Carroll told us, I don't know if we should believe him, but he told us that he wants to run more. I don't know if he will do that, but if that happens, I think Chris Carson can be maybe a legit top 15 in fantasy. What do you think?
They keep saying that they are going to run the ball more. Yes. And I guess they do, which is good news for Chris Carson. I guess it's bad news for like, you know, Tyler Lockett or somebody like that. But like I said, people just leave him hanging out there till the third or fourth round. And I keep drafting him and I'm perfectly happy with that.
Yeah. Well, as a Niner, do you feel like something is bad, like drafting a Seahawk, or do you feel something or no?
No, I used to, like when I first started doing this job, I used to feel bad about that. Now I just sort of like, you know, like I've learned to sort of separate, right? Like I can cheer for my fantasy team, but I can also cheer for the 49ers and it's okay. So, it took me a while to learn that, but I have learned how to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the way to go, because you can't win if you don't draft your rival. So I think that's the way to go. Next question I have for you: what are three wide receivers that people are forgetting on drafts right now? What do you think? Like these wide receivers are like a big steal right now. Which of them?
The first one I got is Mike Williams, because we love the Chargers offense, right? Justin Herbert was so good last year, and Keenan Allen. People love Keenan Allen. I understand that. People love Austin Eckler. I understand that. I don't understand why we don't love Mike Williams so much, and why he's still going in like the 11th or 12th round. You know, I know he doesn't catch as many passes as Keenan Allen does, or even Eckler, but he catches long balls. Like he picks up yards in big chunks, and he's a guy that they like, you know, around the end zone as well. So I think, especially in terms of where you're drafting him, you're not risking a whole lot when you're talking about spending a double digit round pick, right? If you're drafting Mike Williams in the 11th or 12th round, if something bad happens and it doesn't work out, you haven't really lost a whole lot. But if he turns out to be a guy who can score, you know, 8, 9, or 10 touchdowns this year, then you're feeling really good about that, especially as like a third wide receiver or a flex option. So I like Mike Williams. Another guy I like is Michael Gallup. And I liked Michael Gallup a lot last year. And at the beginning of the year, it looked like it was going to work out. And then Dak Prescott got hurt and everything sort of fell apart. But, you know, Dak is back and he's healthy. And look, I understand that, you know, Amari Cooper is still there and CeeDee Lamb is still there, but the Cowboys defense is still going to be bad and they're still going to give up a lot of points. And that means that Dak's going to have to throw the football a lot. And so I still believe Michael Gallup can be very productive for this offense. And again, this is another guy who is still on the board after the 10th round in a lot of leagues. So again, you're not risking a whole lot, but the potential for production is really, really good there. The third name on my list is Jamison Crowder. And that's one that I was, you know, sort of so-so on. You know, obviously he and Sam Darnold worked really well together with the Jets. Now Darnold is gone. So I don't know if he and Zach Wilson are going to work out quite as well, but I still think that Jamison Crowder is just a good football player. I think he's a good wide receiver. And I think he'll find ways to get open, and Zach Wilson will find ways to get him the football. And again, I think at Fantasy Football Calculator right now, I think his ADP is in like the 14th or 15th round or something like that. So, I mean, you're talking about like the very end of your draft, right? You're just trying to fill out a roster and you're talking about filling it out with a guy who in the past has been like a wide receiver too. And I think I'm willing to sort of take that risk, even if we don't know, you know, how he and Zach Wilson will work together. I just think the ceiling is a lot higher and the floor isn't quite that low. And I'm willing to kind of take a chance on that.
Yeah, man. I love your Michael Gallup pick. I think he's being really, really forgotten. Also because that offense is super productive. I think, like, of course, he's not going to be like the first 4 weeks where Dak was going in a path to throw 6,000 yards. It's not going to be like that. It was like a little bit utopic to see that. But I think it's going to be like a really productive offense with a lot of volume for maybe 3 wide receivers. They will throw the ball, as you said, because of the defense that isn't good. The Cowboys can throw the ball more than 600 times maybe this season. And also because of the 17 game of Cowboys, I think Michael Gallup can be pretty cool. Also, I think like Dak Prescott, like all the deep balls were for Michael Gallup, right? Like we saw a lot of deep passes for Michael Gallup, and I think that can help him a lot. Even if he doesn't have like, I don't know, 10 receptions, if he has like 5 receptions with a lot of yards, I think that can help Michael Gallup a lot. And Mike Williams is also a great pick because, man, I think he's really a wide receiver too, maybe the best wide receiver too in the league. I mean, he's being so like he's being so disrespected right now. Like he's maybe like the 50-50 balls are always awesome for him. Like he feels like it doesn't matter what, but he goes for the ball and goes for it. So I love Mike Williams right now. I think he can be a pretty cool wide receiver one in any offense. And right now he's wide receiver two in the Chargers. So yeah, that's super cool. I also have Devon Smith. I think you love that because he's been forgotten, as you said. And also Tyler Boyd. I don't know what you think about him, but I think Tyler Boyd is a great value right now. As you said, we don't know how this offense will shape out like in the end of the season. But right now, Tyler Boyd is in an offense that maybe doesn't have the best defense and they can throw a lot of the ball. So if he is the wide receiver three, I think it wouldn't be like the best case scenario. I think he can finish like in the top 30 wide receivers because of the volume of the offense. What do you think about Tyler Boyd?
I do like Tyler Boyd. I think you're right. I think we're not talking about him a lot. I think part of it is that for fantasy football players, we like new things. We like shiny new things, right? And so like Ja'Marr Chase is sort of the newest, you know, thing in the offense. So everybody's really excited about him. And then T. Higgins is like the next newest thing after Ja'Marr Chase. And so Tyler Boyd is kind of like the old guy, I guess, if you will, in that offense. But he's still a really good player. And you're right. The Bengals are going to have to throw the ball a lot. They threw it a lot last year. I don't think that's going to change. So you're right. I think people are sort of overlooking Tyler Boyd just because he's been there for a few years and it doesn't really make sense. And I think people are going to get a pretty good value when they draft him in kind of the middle rounds.
Yeah, bro. He was like the leader in targets in the Bengals when Joe Burrow was the QB right there. Mm-hmm. So I think that like speaks for the chemistry they can have like in the season. So I like Tyler Boyd, as you said. I'm sorry for all the sounds. There is a great storm right now in Mexico City. So I'm sorry if it like really disturbing you. But Tyler Boyd, I love him. Also Deontay Johnson, I think he's being forgotten right now. So if I had to say three, Deontay, Devonta, and Tyler Boyd, I didn't want to repeat those two names, but I think those are three good names right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Next question I have for you. The Gods of Fantasy give you the superpower to grant a handcuff RB2 and RB1 Velcro back role. Who would you give that role to and why?
So I'm going to go with Ronald Jones here. I don't know if he's sort of an RB2, but he's, you know, just there's so many running backs in Tampa Bay, right? Because you've got Ronald Jones, you've got Leonard Fournette. They signed Giovanni Bernard. So they've got a lot of guys there. So I'll admit it because like I went to college at USC and so did Ronald Jones. So, you know, I like to stick up for the USC guys a little bit. But part of it is that having watched him over the last couple of years, like his rookie year, he was awful. He played badly. Yeah. He could barely get on the field. It just looked bad. But then his second year got better. And then last year, he was really good. You know, the Buccaneers obviously win the Super Bowl. Ronald Jones led the team in total scrimmage yards. And he has shown that he's ready to be a good running back in the NFL. he's just stuck in a place where he's got to share opportunities with a whole lot of other guys. So if I could, you know, have one guy kind of get more work or get a better situation, it's probably him, just to see what he really can do if he got more touches and didn't have to worry about, you know, Leonard Fournette coming in and taking time away from him. So I've enjoyed watching his development, and I just would love to see him go to a place where he could develop even more.
Yeah, last season I was like barely crying when Leonard Fournette arrived to the box. I mean, it was awful. Now you want your Leonard to take more carries and all these things. I love Rojo. I am a Rojo truther. So are you a Rojo truther also?
I am. I'm totally a Rojo truther.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. So yeah, we're in the same page right now. I think he's like everybody wants him to have like a cool role, a Belko Bark role. I hope he can have it like one day, maybe. I hope next season. We don't know, but I hope Rojo can be like this RB. My RB would be Gus Edwards. I love Gus the Boss. Mm-hmm. I think he's the man. I would hand this role to him. Of course, I mean, if he was an RB1 of a team, I think he could be like a legit top 12 in fantasy. I mean, I was dreaming like, if he arrived to Atlanta this offseason, like in a trade or something, that would have been pretty cool. Before Mike Davis, of course, like to see Gus Edwards in that offense with Arthur Smith would have been pretty cool. But yeah, man, I mean, he's super cool. He was top 5 in yards per attempt, also top 8 in yards after contact per attempt. So we can see like the dude can ball, can carry the rock every single day of the week. And I think that he is the single reason that we don't have like J.K. Dobbins inside our top 15 of our rankings, right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I love Gus Edwards. And a lot of times I won't draft J.K. Dobbins because I can get Gus Edwards way later and their production is going to be pretty similar. Like, you know, maybe Dobbins has a few more yards or maybe he has a couple more touchdowns. But what you're getting from Gus Edwards is going to be very similar to J.K. Dobbins, and you don't have to spend an early round draft pick on it. And you're right. I mean, if he goes somewhere else, who knows what he can do? But I think he's a guy who's in a for fantasy, I think it's a great situation for us because he's a value pick in an offense that we know that Baltimore is going to run the football a lot. Yeah. And look, Edwards is going to get his touches. You know, Dobbins is going to get a work. Lamar Jackson's going to run the ball, but you can't completely forget about Gus Edwards because they like him. They're going to give him the football and, you know, he's going to be a productive running back and you're only going to spend an eighth round pick on him, something like that. Yeah, that's pretty good value as far as I'm concerned.
Also, man, like, isn't Gus the Boss one of the best nicknames in the league? I mean,
yes,
I love to say Gus the Boss every single time. Gus Edwards, Ronald Jones, maybe Damien Harris. I would also like him to see more carries. I think this season is going to be the season that Damien Harris will see like a bigger workload. Do you think Damien Harris is worthy of a sixth round pick?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like that's about right there. It's weird. So for me, the way I've been drafting, I try to get at least one good running back somewhere in the first two rounds. Then the next few rounds, I'm looking sort of at the wide receivers. And it's about that sixth round when I start, okay, now what do I need to do? Maybe I go back for a running back. Maybe it's a wide receiver, depending on who's on the board. That has generally been my draft strategy this year.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the best way to approach it. I'm also doing that. I also, if I have like one RB in the first round and then like a cool RB in the second round falls, like maybe Najee Harris, that I think that's the way to go, like with two RBs and then you stop worrying about the RBs. I'm not a fan of this space where we have the David Montgomerys of the world, Miles Sanders of the world. I'm not a fan drafting them. I don't feel like comfortable when I have them in my team. Do you like drafting like David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, all these like core of running backs?
Generally, I don't. Although I've sort of maybe it's because I work with Adam Rank, who loves the Chicago Bears. And so like maybe he's talked me into believing in David Montgomery a little bit. It's not my favorite thing to do, but I have done it. And you're right. Like I don't necessarily love those teams that have David Montgomery on them, but I convinced myself that it's going to be okay.
fair enough, man. So last question here for you. Like, aliens get to the Earth and want to test their coverage skills. Like, they have a lot of cornerbacks and they want to test their coverage skills. Rumor has it, they have the best cornerback in the galaxy right now. You need to choose a wide receiver that will have a one-on-one against the alien with the only condition that he has to be a second-year wide receiver. Who do you choose to prove them that the Earth guys rule?
By the way, this is like my favorite question that like anybody's ever asked me on a podcast.
Thanks so much, man.
CeeDee Lamb. So last year after the draft, I said that the best rookie wide receiver for last year was going to be Justin Jefferson. But I said that the guy from that group that was going to have the best career was going to be CD Lamb. Right. And I still believe that. I'm still sticking with that. I mean, this is a guy that in college was great. We saw him do some really good things last year in Dallas. And that was even after Dak Prescott got hurt, we saw CD Lamb go and play really, really well. And he did a lot of it working from the slot, being inside. Now there's talk that they might move him occasionally and have him be an outside receiver as well. So I think we're going to see, you know, his ability to run kind of in short areas, as well as to get out wide and really challenge down the field. And I think we're going to see sort of the full complement of what CD Lamb can do. It definitely helps that Dak Prescott is back and healthy and is going to be able to get him the football. But I do think that from this year of this group of second year wide receivers, I think CD Lamb is the best one. And I think he's in the best situation. So I'm nominating him. He'll be like our Will Smith in Independence Day. He'll help the human race survive against the aliens.
Nice, man. Yeah. I love CD Lamb. I think I want to ask you this. Would you rather take CD Lamb above Amari Cooper? I mean, do you think that's the way to go?
I think so. You know, I like Amari Cooper. Yeah. I thought he played really well last year, but I think CD Lamb is the future in Dallas. Yeah. And so I would draft him ahead of Cooper.
I love your pick. I think CD can be the man. Give me Justin Jefferson here, putting on skates to that alien corner, to that alien corner. I mean, he will like dance on him, like pass, like do great things against this alien corner. I think he's a great guy. I mean, he was actually one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Like in his first year, he took the league by surprise, and I think he can beat those aliens like every single day of the week. I love Justin Jefferson as the guy, but we can have an offense. Like if we face a matchup against these aliens, give me Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and Brandon Ayuk. Are you with me right here? Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk, and CeeDee Lamb against these aliens.
Absolutely. Man, look, I feel like, you know, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, I feel like the human race is going to be okay. Like we will survive against the aliens with either one of those guys.
Yeah, man. Also, we can see some, like this jump that Brandon Ayuk did against the Eagles was one of the best things I've ever seen. I mean, also it was, I think, like near my birthday. So it was like a great birthday gift from Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon Ayuk has great chances to break out this year. Do you like Brandon Ayuk this year? I mean, I don't like it too much because of the QBs, but I think he's a great value.
Oh, I think he's great value. And I do think he's going to be good. I want to see how long it is before Trey Lance is the starter in San Francisco, because I think that changes things. But I loved what I saw from Brandon Ayuk. I'll say this, it was weird because, you know, you remember the 49ers traded up to draft him.
Yeah.
When there were some other big name wide receivers still available, but obviously Kyle Shanahan had a plan and it worked out really well. So I'm very curious to see, you know, how this offense works, you know, with Ayuk there, with Debo Samuel healthy, with George Kittle healthy. Now you have three really good weapons, but of the two wide receivers, I'm drafting Ayuk before I draft Debo Samuel, because I think he's really going to have a big year this year.
And also, fantasy-wise, do you think like the offense will be better with Trey Lance, or do you think the offense will be better with Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think it's better with Trey Lance because, you know, he can run. And I think, you know, that forces the defense to have to pay attention to the quarterback. You know, with Jimmy Garoppolo, you're not worried that he's going to take off and run for, you know, 15 or 20 yards. So I think having Trey Lance makes it better for everybody else in the offense.
Yeah, man. So thanks so much for being here. It was super, super cool to have you on. We had some technical problems, but in the end, it was a great result. So to sum up, you got in the first, you got Devonta Smith. You got who else? You got Devonta Smith. In the first question, you got Devonta Smith, and then you got which other wide receiver do you got in the first question?
The first question, I had Travis Kelce, Antonio Gibson, and Devontae Smith. Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, so for you to keep that in mind, for those who are listening to this, keep that in mind. DeMarcus Grant, guys, that he would draft even if there's a fire. Remember that. So thanks so much, Marcus. It was an honor to have you on. I hope you can like get back another time here. So it was super cool, and let's hope the Niners win the Super Bowl this year, right?
And that'd be great. Absolutely. They were close. They were close a couple years ago. Couldn't get it done. So hopefully they can get back. Diego, I appreciate you inviting me on your show. I had a great time. The questions were amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. Best of luck with the show. And, I hope you keep growing it.
Thanks so much, man. It was super cool. And let's hope we can do this again in the season. Maybe if you're not too busy, like in doing all these cool videos in Diablo Fantasy. I love your videos, like Instagram stories, but in the face of the players, man, those are
cool.
Those are really cool. So what do you have on deck right now? Like, what will you publish on NFL Network? Where can we find you?
Yeah, you find me on Twitter at Marcus G, MarcasG. And then, we're still doing our podcast. You can find that wherever you download podcasts. It's the NFL Fantasy Football Show. And very soon, I think coming up and starting in a couple of weeks, we're going to do Fantasy Live. It's going to be just, nice. Right now it's just going to be online only, just streaming shows through August. And then we are back on NFL Network, I think, at the start of September, just before the season starts. So, a whole lot of stuff, training camp starting. So we're starting our own personal training camp. We're getting ready for that as well.
Nice. So most follow Marcus Grant. Thanks so much. See you next time. Gracias por todo. Nos vemos muy pronto. Bye.